This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Christmas celebrated around the world. And Al-Shabaab attacks a peacekeeping outpost in Somalia. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Speaking from St. Peter's Basilica in Rome today, Pope Francis condemned this year's brutal religious persecution in the Middle East and urged peace in Nigeria, Ukraine, and other world trouble spots in his annual Christmas Urbi et Orbi message.
Jesus, il figlio di Dio.
Calling also for an end to violence against vast numbers of children and noting last week's deadly attack in Pakistan, he said, truly, there are so many tears this Christmas. In the West Bank town of Bethlehem, Christians gathered at the Church of the Nativity, the site they believe Jesus was born. The town is controlled by the Palestinian Authority, which hosted events starting with Christmas Eve, as Robert Berger reports.
Christmas celebrations kicked off in Bethlehem with a festive march by Palestinian boy and girl scouts through Manger Square. They marched past a giant Christmas tree facing the ancient Church of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Pilgrims came from all over the world to participate in the festivities and worship at the ancient Grotto of the Nativity. Espoir Serukiza is from the Congo.
I'm so much blessed to be here, and it's a good place for Christians, for believers.
Turnout is lower this Christmas than in recent years. The 50-day war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip several months ago brought a sharp drop in tourism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Meanwhile, other Christian celebrations in Baghdad. Christians gathered at a downtown church for a morning mass to mark the holiday, and in Bangladesh, hundreds of Christians gathered for a Christmas Day service in Dhaka. This is VOA News. Somalia militant group Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union peacekeeping base in the Somalian capital of Mogadishu. A spokesman for the AU mission, Ali Hamoud, tells VOA 7 to 10 Al-Shabaab gunmen entered the compound. Two attackers detonated suicide bombs, three others were killed in gunfire, and two more remain inside the compound but are surrounded by troops. A spokesman said there were casualties among the AU troops but has not provided details. Syrian activists say Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria have reclaimed the town of Qasiab after clashes with the Islamic State group that left at least 30 militants dead. The extremists seized the area earlier this week in Hasaka province near the Turkish border. Jordan's government spokesman, General Marshal Al-Zaban, says his country is stepping up efforts to secure the release of its pilot captured by the militants after his jet crashed earlier this week in Syria.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
Meantime, his father is appealing to the extremists to treat First Lieutenant Mu'ath al-Qasasba as a guest, not a hostage, reminding them they are all Muslims. Police in northern India say the death toll from a series of coordinated attacks by suspected tribal separatists has risen to 72. Parts of Assam state remained under curfew today after the violence there late Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi called an act of cowardice, being blamed on an indigenous separatist group called the National Democratic Front of Borderland. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif announced a series of measures to counter religious extremism and terrorism in the country. The announcement comes a week after a Taliban assault on a school that killed 150 people, almost all of them children. The Prime Minister met all day with his cabinet before going on state television. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The conference lasted more than 10 hours and the Prime Minister announced its outcome in a nationally televised speech after midnight. Mr. Sharif says that special trial courts are being set up under the supervision of military officers to swiftly prosecute terrorism cases and bring those responsible to justice. He added that the courts will be in place for a period of 2 years. The Prime Minister pledged that he would not allow militant groups and armed gangs to operate in Pakistan. He said the government has decided to move effectively and with full force against newspapers and magazines publishing literature that promotes violent extremism, sectarianism, and intolerance. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
And President Barack Obama enjoyed a round of golf Wednesday with a new playing partner, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Both leaders are vacationing in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, which is, of course, Mr. Obama's birthplace. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.